Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined by Astros reliever Brad Peacock, who is out at Minute Maid Park. What's going on, Brad?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. Sean, Rich, and Ted with you here. Nice to have you on the show. And let's start off with this starting rotation. And I'm curious from your perspective as somebody who's a reliever on this team, you were part of the rotation last year, but just what this rotation is doing this year, can you put into perspective from a reliever's perspective, what is what this rotation is doing? What is the ripple effect on you guys? And what's it like to watch that every night?
I mean, you know, it's something I don't think a lot of us have never seen before. I mean, it's a lot of fun to watch them go out there and compete and, you know, do their thing. You know, they're going 7-8 innings every start, and, you know, we only have to cover one or two innings down there, so it makes it, all you know, easier on us down there also. But it's pretty special, man. It's special to watch, and you know, hopefully they can keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, it has been amazing. It's been historically good. 1 through 5.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, as someone who, as we like to joke, has been on the air here in Houston for somewhere between 20 and 99 years, can I just say thank you to you for what you guys did for this city in November of last year? Because, you know, I go back to Baggy and Biggie and even before that to Nolan Ryan and those guys in the 80s. And I think there were a lot of us that were pretty convinced it probably just wasn't ever going to happen, or maybe not in our lifetimes. And, you know, that's really, you know, what I just wanted to start off with, Brad, is thank you. And it had to be for you, considering you were a 41st round draft pick who's fought your way through. I mean, you fought your way literally through the professional baseball ranks to get where you were last season. A lot of guys can do that and get in position but not deliver, and you did. It had to be almost surreal for you, the whole experience.
Absolutely, man. I mean, it was the best time of my life, you know, in the playoffs last year. And, you know, just going through all the stuff I did, you know, I was hurt, had a couple surgeries, and, you know, wasn't very good, you know, the first couple of years in the big leagues. But, you know, that happens to a lot of guys. And just knew I had to change some things up, and I did, and worked with Strami really hard. And, you know, just glad to see it paid off.
Hey, Brad, I was watching a game you pitch in last year, and I remember they showed your dad in the stands, and I just thought, out of – when I played back in the day, I have a close relationship with my dad. And what's that like for you, that relationship with your dad? Do you guys talk ball a lot? Is it something that you guys are constantly, you know, talking about? Is your baseball and him? Does he watch every game he gets a chance to?
Oh yeah, he watches. But I tell you the truth, you know, he actually never played baseball. It was my mom that played.
Okay.
But she played softball, so she kind of taught me the game. And my dad doesn't really know much. Doesn't know much about baseball, but. You know, he retired in 2004 or something just to follow me around because he kind of had an idea, you know, I'd be playing in college and then after college, you know, professional ball. So he retired just to follow me around and, you know, he loves it. So I'm happy he can come out for, you know, was every start, but
yeah.
Now, I'm in the bullpen, so it's kind of tough to know when I'm pitching.
Yeah, that's awesome, though, man.
Yeah, it's probably easier following you around last year than it was following the team around in 2013 for him, right?
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
Hey, Brad, we're going to play a little bit of audio here, and then I want to ask you a question afterwards. But I think Astro fans were thrilled that this that an event like this finally took place for the Houston Astros organization.
Dallas Keuchel and Charlie Morton both won 14 games during the regular season, and they were tough. And Brad Peacock was very close behind. So, fellas, congratulations. Great job. Great job. Great job. Brad, great job.
So, and you got
another one.
You got an extra great job out of that whole thing. What was the two things? What was the trip to the White House in general? And then what was it like hearing the president kind of single you out along with some of the other pitchers? That had to be a pretty cool moment.
It was, man. I was standing right behind him on the stage, and I kind of saw his notebook, and I saw my name in it. I was like, "What is going on?" I wasn't expecting that at all. Didn't know anything about it, but it was cool for the president actually say my name. It was pretty cool.
Very cool. Hey, listen, you mentioned Stromy there, and that, of course, is Astros pitching coach Brent Strom. And, I don't know if you can put a finger on it and really encapsulate what he and the methods that this organization has employed in developing pitchers and getting the most out of pitchers within this organization. Can you just talk a little bit about it? I know you've only been with, what is it, maybe one or two other, or maybe one other organization. But
two, I've been with two, yeah.
Two. What is it about Strom, how he does his job, and how this team develops pitching that allows it to kind of separate itself from the pack?
He doesn't try to change too much, but he just finds what you have and figures out how it's going to work for you. We have a ton of analytical guys here, and they all work together, and they all come up with a plan. I mean, it's pretty cool here, to see how you're supposed to pitch guys, or what to throw and what counts, and it's a crazy scouting report we have. I think that's the biggest thing, is our scouting reports are just crazy good.
Brad Peacock joining us on Sports Radio 610. Brad, obviously we alluded to it. You had great success last year as part of the starting rotation, kind of a, sort of an accident in a way, like, there were injuries, things like that. You find your way in there, yep. You perform really, really well. And now here this year, you're kind of jack of all trades in the bullpen. We've seen you at the end of games. We've seen you kind of transitioning guys, trying to carry the starters over to the back end of the bullpen. You've been successful in all of these roles. What is it about your approach that allows you to be so versatile as a major league pitcher?
Oh, man. Just getting in a good routine, doing the, while I'm in the pen or starting, I have to try to find a routine to get ready for the game. And I think that, talking to the guys down there that have been down the bullpen, like Will and Joe Smith and Hector and all those guys, just finding what works for them and, taking little bits of what they do and, put it into my daily routine. And I think that's helped me, and it's also helped, McHugh down there, because we're both starters. And, only came out of the pen a little bit last year, but, just learning from those guys is definitely key.
I don't think anyone will ever forget Game 3 of the World Series last year, Brad, when you got that first career save, 3 2/3. I believe it was the longest hitless relief outing in the series since 1964. I mean, going into the series, going into the postseason, the way AJ had to adjust how he was going to deploy all his available pitchers. Is it something that caught you a little bit by surprise at all, or is this something that you could have anticipated heading into a game like that?
Absolutely, it caught me by surprise. going to that game, I was feeling great, and I think AJ just saw the swings they were taking off me, and decided to roll with it, and it's something I'm never going to forget. And I give a lot of credit to that game from Brian McCann. He saw my fastball was just really good that night, and we stayed away from the slider, which was my big pitch all year, and it wasn't very good in the playoffs. So he saw that, and we just rolled with it, and it was crazy.
Hey, Brad. You mentioned Brian McCann, and I'm just wondering, like, is the relationship you have with your catcher, is it one of those deals like a caddy is with a golfer? Kind of like, is it important for him to kind of interject when he needs to and then know when to back off? Does he kind of got to know you and what kind of state of mind you're in and how much he needs to talk to you and how much he just needs to let you do your thing? How's that relationship work with Brian?
Man, he, tell you the truth, he's the first one here every day. And he's studying video, studying hitters. I mean, he knows all of us. He just knows what we got, I mean, it's crazy. I never had a catcher like that. And, that's why he's been doing it for so long. He's one of the best.
Hey, I was asking you a moment ago about Brent Strom's methods, and you mentioned the my word here, voluminous scouting reports and all the incredible data you guys have available to you. I read from time to time about how maybe Justin Verlander dives in as deep as anyone on that pitching staff on stuff like that. Is that pretty much true, that he's become maybe the most data-driven guy in that clubhouse?
Man, he – absolutely, that's true. He you know, I don't know how to explain it, but he just – I feel like he just knows what to throw every pitch. He's crazy, man. He's super smart. And, you know, that's why also he's been doing it for so long. You know, he, I just feel like he knows what to throw in every pitch. It's what it looks like, too. I mean,
it does.
Oh, yeah. No, Verlander's like a cheat code.
Special, man.
Yeah, he's a cheat code. He's unbelievable. All right, last couple things before we let you go, Brad. Where do you come out on Lance McCullers' hair?
I love it.
You do?
Something different. Change it up.
not for you, though, huh?
No, I can't pull that off. I'm already going bald. I'm going bald and I got gray hair already. Without even having a diet.
And are you, let me ask you this. Are you, because when we heard about a certain other pitcher on another team possibly having carpal tunnel syndrome because of Fortnite, we got worried about McCullers because he's a friend of the station. He comes on the morning show in here every week and he always talks about Fortnite. There's no danger that we need to worry about with Brad Peacock getting carpal tunnel anytime soon, is there?
I tell you the truth, man. I play more than Lance, I think.
But are you okay?
Careful now.
I think I'm feeling pretty good right now.
All right, good. Okay.
I'm thinking.
All right, good.
Does that mean we can hope for at some point you being in on one of those little Fortnite dancing celebrations at the end of the game?
No, I don't do the dances.
No. That's too far to run.
No, I don't know.
See, they're all the way out in the middle of center field.
You don't need
field.
To run out
that,
to center field.
That's a long way to run. Forget about that.
Yeah. I'll pull that one off.
There you go. Brad Peacock, Astros reliever, joining us on the Triple Threat here on Sports Radio 610. Hey, Brad, we really enjoyed that, man. Congrats on all the success and continued success, and we'll see you out at the ballpark. Talk to you soon, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Brad Peacock joining us on the show. He's a cool guy.
He's a real cool guy, man. Real cool
guy. He plays more Fortnite than Lance.
You know, talking to him now and hearing him previously before today, I feel like a big part of his success is he doesn't sweat it.
Yeah.
He is as laid back and easygoing, and whatever you ask him to do, he'll do. He doesn't overthink it.
I think you have to be if you're going to be in a role where they could at a moment's notice go, oh, you're starting today.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, no, you know what? We need you in the seventh inning. Oh, today you're closing. Ken Giles isn't pitching all that well lately.
But his answers were like that. He just doesn't overthink it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think you have to have a pretty laid back personality in order to be asked to do triage situations, which to your point, Rich, in the World Series, I was going to bring up game five also because he pitched in game five, except he gave up two earned runs in one and a third.
Probably best
inning,
you did,
so
man.
They won the game, so it probably wouldn't have been terrible to bring it up. But
he was using a lot of big spots in the series.
I can guess what his answer would have been. Hey, as long as we got the win.
We won.
We won. That's all that matters.
You want to come see my rings? That's what your answer is to
That's
everything,
it, every
Ted.
Time.
Yeah.
Ted, you only had two tackles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you see my ring?
Yeah, how about those rings? Hey, those rings are nice. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.